This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sideline Sunday night as Saquon breaks the record. AJ there saying he's the best player in the league. That is high praise.
He feel like it.
If you just making a list of the best football players right now, right? Not the whole most valuable context, because then it becomes quarterback, running back, but just the best players. It's a very short list that he's got to be on it, Hugh, right? You're talking about like Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, those are the three of the best quarterbacks, right? You start thinking about other positions. Saquon right now, just watching him play this season, looks like one of the 10 best players, 5 best players in all of pro football. It's an amazing season he's having. So here's my question, Hugh Douglas. As they get set to play the Ravens, now this is the number 2 run defense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They don't allow many rushing yards to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Eagles run game defense proof? What I mean by that is, it doesn't matter.
It feels like it.
Okay.
It feels like it. Now we're going to see this weekend because you know what it is? It's the mystique of the Baltimore Ravens that I think we're talking about. Because technically they've been beat up a couple times this year defensively. And we saw what happened when they played Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh won by kicking field goals.
They did. But it's usually through the air people beat them, not on the ground.
Yeah, and I feel like we can run it enough, Joe, keep you honest, that we'll have our opportunity to throw the ball. But, man, let me tell you the difference between, I feel, Saquon and Derrick Henry.
Mm.
Derrick Henry, he's like straight downhill, you know, boom, he out. Like, he's the type that when he runs, it's almost like, you ever seen those trucks that had those batting revs on the front?
Oh, yeah.
That when he hits the hole, just clears out everybody. Saquon is elusive. He gets an open field. You kiss the baby. It's almost like when y'all like talk about with Barry Sanders running down the field, and I was running behind him, about 50 yards behind him. And that's Saquon Barkley. He is a guy that Marshall Faulk, you get him in space,
yep,
you have a problem. It's different. You know, Derrick Henry, he's more of a guy that you throw a screen pass to him, you might have a chance to tackle him before he gets going.
Well, he's unique because he doesn't have super great burst, but once he gets going,
it's like he's a juggernaut. He's one of them cats that he's hard to bring down. Saquon is the type of guy that, say for instance, if you're out there playing against him and he runs a wheel route or he's running a screen, as a defender, in your mind, because you've been coached like this all week, oh, snap, let me keep him corralled. You're not going to take a shot and try to tackle him because he might make you miss.
Mm-hmm.
So you're waiting, trying to wait till your help comes. And by the time your help comes, he's already out the gate and he's gone.
He's gone. So I think this is fascinating because the Ravens are obviously good against the run. And if we look at the numbers, now part of the numbers might be the Eagles just destroy these teams, so they've ruined their rankings.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles have done most of their damage against bad run defenses. Dallas is 31st, Giants are 30th, Washington 29th, Rams 28th, Jacksonville 26th, Cleveland 24th, New Orleans 25th, Cincinnati 21. Now, again, part of it might be they're ranked that low because the Eagles ran for 200 on them, so that knocked down them, you know, where they rank in the standings. But they haven't seen anyone to this effect. Like, they haven't seen a team yet so far this season that ranks in the top 10 in run defense. Mm-hmm. They will on Sunday. But if they run on the Ravens, like if they go down there and run for 200, I think we have to start saying this is one of the greatest running attacks in NFL history.
And I tell you what, wow, that's hyperbole for
real.
Hold on. The day before Thanksgiving.
Hold on. They have more rushing yards through 11 games than any team in the Super Bowl era. I don't think it's hyperbole.
No, I mean, I'm just saying.
If they run for 200,
you might
on the
be right because you do have stats that back it up. Because I see you looking at them all day, but it's just it's just funny to hear you spit it like that. I tell you what else, Joe, is we had Jordan Mailata on the show Monday, and you know I was talking to him about his matchup with Jed Verse. Jordan Mailata looked like he was ready to play.
Again?
Like, he was stoked.
I love it.
This offensive line, this is something that Saquon has brought it to the offensive line, and they take full pride in doing what they do. So, I say all that to say this. I'm long talking today because, you know, it's the holidays, and I ain't going to hear from me for a while. I feel like they're going into this game knowing everything that they know. They're going to make it their personal business. They want him to break that record. Ain't nobody told me that. Nobody's told me that. I just want to say that first. Jordan didn't sit here and say, hey, we want to help Saquon break the record. Because, like, let's be real. This he got, like, 700 yards to go. But the fact that – think about it like this, people. They went in the office and said, hey, man, let's run the ball. They've been running the ball well. They've been mauling people. They are taking great pride in beating the brakes off of folks and making them – and imposing their will in the fourth quarter. I feel like they're going into this game knowing what they know, they're going to do their damnedest to I would say he might not have a 200-yard game, but he gonna crack 100. He going to crack 100 this weekend, no question. And it might be tough sledding. It might be a 32-carry game or whatever. He going to crack 100 because they going to make damn sure that he gets at least 100 yards this week.
All right, well, you led me here, and then we'll go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. Saquon Barkley's number at FanDuel over-under Sunday against the number two rush defense in the NFL, 91.5. Over?
Over, all day. That we doing the parlays now?
Well, I'm just...
Let me write that down.
You write that one down.
Hey, listen.
Oh, he's cooking up bets left and right.
I woke up this morning.
Oh, this guy.
Boy, I tell you, hey, listen, y'all. I just want to let y'all know right now. I got one for you. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to tell you what it is right now. But, boy, if I hit this bet, hey, Joe, if I hit this bet, I'm going to go to Cabela's and get me a nice-ass coat.
You're actually going to go in there and spend some money?
I'm going to go in there. And, you know, I'm going to do like that. What's that song, that Jermaine Dupri song? I'm going to yell, money at a thing. I'm going to be like, money at a thing. I'm going to come in there waving it. Like, look, if I hit this bet. Oh, man.
High roller Hugh.
What you talking about?
So you brought up the fact, Joe, that you know maybe the Eagles just haven't faced many good run defenses. I'm looking at the Ravens' schedule. I don't know what, world-beating rushing attack they've gone against. They played the Chargers Monday, which, you know, they don't have a great running back, per se, but they had Dobbins for most of that first half, and he was putting it on them a little bit. Like, I don't know, maybe the Ravens are a product of an easy schedule versus teams that can't really run the ball very well?
Yeah, I'm trying to kind of catalog in my head who they've played. They went against Washington. They're a good run team. They went against Pittsburgh. That's about it. That's the top 10 teams I think they've seen.
Like, does Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren really scare you? Does Brian Robinson really scare you?
No, I mean, Daniels runs. That adds to the mix.
Sure, yeah.
No, but they haven't gone up against a back like Saquon. I mean, there's not many. If they run on the Ravens, significantly, then no one's going to stop them all year.
Oh,
this is it. This is the best one they've seen.
They haven't gone up against an offensive line. Like, the Eagles, they have the best offensive line in football, especially when it comes to running the ball. Yep. Like, we've gone through what their identity is early in the season when they struggled going 2-2. What's their identity? They found it. They're a physical football team, and they love kicking your ass up and down the field. Like, it might just be like there's nothing you can do.
Well, if that's the case, then then no one's going to stop them. I mean, this is the best run defense they've seen all year. Can't wait to see how they play against them. 215-592-9494. All right, pair of tickets to the Big Five Classic today. Clue number one, this was the first thing Hugh thought of when I said, what do you think about Thanksgiving? He just, this is what he said. It's the first thing he blurted out. That's your first clue today for Hugh's Clues. 215-592-9494. Do you trust Jalen Hurts if this becomes a shootout on Sunday? Greg in the Northeast. Hey, Greg.
Joe Hugh, what's up, man?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, I want to tell you guys, happy Thanksgiving, man. I'm thankful for you guys, man. I love the show. And I hope Cowboy Jim's turkey's overcooked and it's so and his stuffing isn't stovetop.
Well, Greg, we appreciate you being a part of the show, and we all, as a community, hope Cowboy Jim burns his turkey tomorrow.
Who making like stovetop though? You make stovetop when you're single.
Stovetop, the best stuffing out there, bro.
I disagree.
Well, homemade stuffing their own. I mean,
the people like you ain't never seen grandma
the homemade.
make the cornbread. She make a whole pan of cornbread and then crumble it all up.
The cornbread stuffing. That's where it's at. That's where it's at.
Fix it, Jesus. Fix it.
My grandma used to make oyster stuffing, and I ain't never saw nobody make it since, and it was good.
Oyster stuffing doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
That sounds really good, by the way.
Regarding Jalen Hurts, man, I don't think he, like, if we get in a shootout, luckily Jalen Hurts doesn't have to do it all on his own because we got a well-rounded team. Our defensive lines are going to dominate the Ravens. I want to know what the over-under is on Derrick Henry because he's not getting 100 yards against our defensive line.
His is 83.5, Greg. So it's under Saquon for sure.
Yeah, I'm going under 83 for Derrick Henry too because our defensive line's playing well. Everybody, all 11 men on defense, they look like they know what they're doing. Not like last year where like they were looking around like, what do I do? What do I do? Like everybody's in sync. We're looking good. We're winning this game. Like I said, happy Thanksgiving to y'all. I hope y'all enjoy your families. Go Birds.
Greg, appreciate it. What's your guess? Hughes Clues guess.
Oh, Hugh yelled out gravy.
Good. See, like,
that's
Greg,
a good guess.
Greg understood the spirit.
That's a good guess.
Yes.
That's a really good
Our
guess.
Our first person today didn't have an answer, even though he got a clue.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted a second clue. Yeah, I mean, you get one clue, and then you go from there. Yeah. One clue an hour. I mean, it's the way
I can respect being so fired up about what our main topic is.
I need a second clue. Give me another one. Now we're doing one an hour. Ken and Cinnamon's is up. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
Man.
First of all, happy Thanksgiving.
You too,
Hope
Ken.
You guys all have a wonderful day. Listen, this whole topic is kind of puzzling. You're talking about a defense that gives up 18 points a game. So what do you constitute as a shootout? I mean, it's just statistically, mathematically, you're never going to be far enough behind that you can't run your base offense, which is running the football. And here's the thing. Look, I've never been a Jalen hater, and I've never been a Jalen, you know, I've never been OG Wade. Nobody's ever going to accuse me of that. But I am a realist, and all you need is Jalen Hurts to play the way Jalen Hurts is playing right now. That's all you need. So it's really hard in 2024 when people think about the NFL to wrap their brains around the fact that you can have an explosive offense that is built around running the football. But that's what the Eagles have. The Eagles have one of the most explosive offenses in the league, which is why they are near the top of the league in chunk plays, plays over 40 yards. They're just not passing plays. And here's a perfect example. We all look at the Lions, and we you know, not all of us, but some people have offense envy for the Lions because of the way the Lions score. I mean, John Ritchie wants the Eagles to go out and run tackle-eligible plays because that's what the Lions do a lot, right? But had Jared Goff had a single game with the Lions this year in this explosive offense where he's had two 70-yard touchdown passes in a half?
I would guess not. I mean, that's pretty rare.
The answer to that question is no. The Eagles have two 70-yard touchdown runs in a half, and a 70-yard touchdown run is just as explosive as a 70-yard touchdown pass.
Of course.
It's explosive play.
Right? But we don't think of running the football and explosiveness in the same context. But they scored 37 points the other night. The Rams' defensive front is much better than the front that they're going to face this week. And I'm telling you, this team can run the football whenever they want to against anybody they choose to.
Ken, I agree. I think they'll do fine. But let me paint a scenario for you. Like a lot of their explosive runs feel like they come in the second half, right? Saquon has incredible endurance. The offensive line wears you down. And I think it's easier for the Eagles to do that because the game is close, right? They're either winning it by a touchdown or they're tied or, you know, it's not.
Well, right.
But all right, what if it's 21-10 and the Ravens have the football and they go up 24-10 and there's 12 minutes to go let's say there's 15 minutes to go in the game, 16 minutes to go in the game. That script means Jalen's going to have to throw it. That's what I mean by do you trust him in that spot?
You're also painting a script that statistically, mathematically, does not happen with this team.
Well, hold on, Ken. I could say the same. I could say the same thing on the other side. They're averaging like 30 points a game, so something's got to give. Right, your scenario may certainly play out where the Eagles hold them down to 16 points through three quarters. But there's also mathematically the Ravens score in the 30, around 30 every game, so they could have 24 entering the fourth quarter.
But you got to talk. You've got to talk in terms of probability, not hypothetical.
Well, probability is the over under on the game is 51. The team total for the Ravens in the betting market is 27.5. I mean, most people think the Ravens are going to score. You might not, but the market does.
No, I didn't say the Ravens aren't going to score. The question was, when is there going to be a point in the season that you think that there's a realistic probability that the Eagles are going to be behind by 14 points at any time in the game?
It could certainly happen. Ken, it could certainly happen.
It's a hypothetical.
Well, I guess it could happen. What I am saying is it is so highly unlikely to happen. The reason, and Joe, to the fact that you brought up earlier, which is a fact, that a lot of this seems to happen in the second half because, you know, the offensive line is leaning on people and you just give up, right? Those guys up front just give up. And that's what happens. It's like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
But part of the reason that they can do that is because they're in every game going into halftime because they don't give up explosive plays. They don't give up big plays. You have to go the length of the field to score against them, which means there's more mistakes. So they're in every game at halftime, which enables them to continue to do exactly what they do best, better than anybody else, and that is just that's run the football. So if there is this quote-unquote shootout, it's not going to be the kind of shootout where they're going to have to throw the ball 40 times to get back into it because they're going to be in the game the entire length of the game. So that's going to enable them to do what they do best, which is run the football. I mean, this is so simple. I don't know.
But you make it sound like it will never happen, Ken. Let me give you a quick example, and then we can move.
Does it ever happen to the Chiefs?
Let me give you a quick example, and then we'll move forward. You give your guess. Last year, I could have the same stuff we're saying about the Eagles. I could have said about last year's 49ers. Christian McCaffrey, great offense. They're never going to be behind. And in the NFC Championship game, they were behind a lot. And guess what? I guarantee the same conversations happened about Brock Purdy last year in San Francisco. Can he throw them back in a game? And he had to, and he did. And they made the Super Bowl last year. We can all sit here and say and smile and say this is never going to happen. I'm telling you, between now and Super Bowl Sunday, Jalen's going to have to throw them back in the game. I don't care what Saquon does. He's going to it's the NFL. Last year, McCaffrey was having a very similar season. And in the NFC Championship game, Purdy had to throw them back in the game, and he did it. We're going to have that moment.
Joe, I'll make you a bet. I'll make you a bet, a steak dinner bet.
Okay.
That there won't be a game all season where the Eagles are trailing by more than 10 points at any point in the game. There won't be a game.
All right, it's a bet. But fine, and I can't wait to see how it. I hope you win because that means if they're never trailing by 10, they're very likely to win almost every game.
And we're going to Louisiana,
and we're going to the Super Bowl. So I hope you win this. All right, Ken, what do you got for us? Huge clues.
I mean, it couldn't be this obvious, right? But I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was football.
You know what? You would think that would have been the first thing that came to Hugh's mind. It's not the word he said, though. Ken, we appreciate it. Good phone call. I enjoyed the back and forth. Like the Niners last year were down 24-7 at halftime to the Lions. In the second half, and whatever people think about Brock Purdy, the game was on him, and he played well, and they won the game. That it could happen to the Eagles on Sunday. It could happen to the Eagles in the NFC title game, the Super Bowl. It's the NFL. This happens.
That was a masterclass in an aggravating Ken from Cinnamon and phone call. Because we're like, you know, what if this happens? And he's like, well, it's not likely to. Yeah, but what if it does? And the Chiefs, by the way, just had a shootout with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, we deal with hyperbole on
I'm
the
sorry,
daily.
Like, well, we deal with these things do happen,
no,
right?
No, I meant to say hypotheticals, not hyperbole. We do hyperbole, yeah. But we also do hypotheticals.
Let me just answer the question. And by the way, it doesn't necessarily have to be our defense that puts us in that bad position.
How about a turnover on a special
team?
Right. Weird play.
Like, we could find ourselves down late yesterday. In the game. This is a possibility. While it's not statistically likely with the way the defense is playing, like, what if it does? It's a lot of ball left, man.
Yeah, and the Eagles keep winning with a very specific formula. And Hugh, as long as they can continue this formula, it's great, right? Like
but you have to think about the intangibles. You got to think about certain scenarios that could potentially present themselves.
Yeah, like if we all had our way, they'd be up 10 in every game. They'd run the ball 30 times a game. They'd play. But it's not going to be that easy every week. I mean, maybe they're just an all-time great combination of run game and defense, and it is close
to that.
There's probably going to be a game where it goes the other way.
Yeah, let's be honest. We're in the sweet spot now where kind of went off the rails last year, and everybody's kind of still dealing with that trauma a little bit. So yeah, that's why you're in the headspace you're in right now.
You still feel that? Yeah,
a little bit. Because when you asked the question this morning, this is where I think Kyle thought I went off the rails. Because you asked, do I trust Jalen in a shootout?
Right.
And I sat there for a minute, and I asked you to repeat the question because I was trying to dig deep and be honest with myself.
It was a real thinking Douglas this morning.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, we saw, to your point, what Jalen looked like when he had to throw the ball a lot. He put the ball in harm's way, had a lot of interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
He turned the ball over a lot. He made some throws, some questionable throws. And in the last couple of weeks, they haven't been as many, but there's been a few, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
So now you're asking me, if we were in a position where, and Kyle, and I understand where Ken's coming from because I kind of look at it the way he did, but Kyle said, well, hypothetically, Hugh, because it doesn't have to necessarily be on the defense for them to get 14 points. And I was like, you're right. So I had to think about that for a little while. And I think that he's in a good headspace where two things are going on right now that he hasn't done in the last – well, he's doing it now, but he didn't do it in the last couple weeks. We complained a couple weeks ago about him not getting the ball out of his hands quickly. Looked like he did that a lot Sunday night. And it looks like he's starting to see his first read a lot better now.
And he got away from pressure. Instead of taking sacks,
so
he
that's
moved.
Why,
yeah, it was great.
That's why. I had to workshop it a little bit this morning. And that's why it took me a while. But, yeah, I do believe he can do that.
You think these brilliant takes just arrive at 10 a.m.?
Nah, y'all got to workshop these things, man.
You got to workshop it.
Just like I cannot wait. I can't wait to give out this five parlay that I got.
I know. We got
for the people.
High Roller Hugh over here. And just a little preview on this. The whole room was like, what? You're betting on what?
That's what you call a long tease.
All right. 215-592-9494. All right. The Eagles have made some moves here to replace Brandon Graham. We'll get Hugh's thoughts on these new Eagles edge rushers coming out. Do you trust Jalen Hurts if this is a shootout on Sunday to go throw for throw and win the game? Plus, Nick Sirianni's conversation with the morning show at noon. Your phone calls all day long. Hugh's clue. Second clue coming up. It's the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we got one day left, and it's never too early to start planning for that Thanksgiving gathering, even though we got one day left. So if you got your shopping list started, you should have had it started a couple days ago, and it should almost be done. Let me just add a suggestion for you. Put some pork on that list. You may be wondering, what about the turkey, Hugh? Yeah, you can still get the turkey, but on Thanksgiving, we like to eat a whole bunch of different stuff, so it's time for something a little bit different, so go and get some pork on your fork. Hatfield variety of marinated pork, tenderloins, bacon, ham, and ham steaks are all main dish contenders this year. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. And remember, this Thanksgiving, put pork on your fork.